Hey, hey, mi gente. Welcome to This Latina Travels. I'm your host, Bianca Alba, the voice and creator behind this vibrant platform. Join me as we embark on a journey through the lens of a proud first-gen Latina, a traveler, and a college grad who is debt-free. Growing up in a single-parent household, the ideas of trips and vacations seemed like distant dreams. But through This Latina Travels, I want to show you that dreams can indeed become a reality. It's more than just recounting my adventures. It's a genuine reflection that anything is possible. From the wonder-filled eyes of a little girl with big dreams, I've now explored 6 out of the 7 continents. And here's the heartbeat of it all. I'm here to encourage and support women who, like me, dream of seeing the world. Because sis, if I can do it, so can you. So buckle up, mi gente. This Latina Travels is not just a podcast. It's an invitation to believe in your dreams and explore the world with me. Now, let's dive into this episode. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here with you, mi gente. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to express a massive thank you to each and every one of you who've taken the time to rate the show 5 stars and leave a review. When you leave a review and rate the show, especially on Apple Podcasts, you're not just putting a smile on my face, you're also helping amplify TLT. The more reviews and ratings we gather, the greater the chance that more people will discover and enjoy this show. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime. It's absolutely free 99 to leave a review. As a special treat, I've decided to kick off each episode by sharing the latest review with you all. So don't miss out on a chance to have your thoughts and feedback featured on the show. And hey, I'll even send you some TLT stickers if your review is picked. Your support means the world to me, and I can't wait to keep this journey going together. Let's spread that TLT love. One review at a time. Today's review is titled, Fell for Egypt 2. I absolutely loved your episode on Egypt. The Mummy is one of my favorite movies too. While I've always wanted to travel there and learn more about the culture, you highlighted some important things to keep in mind that I did not think about. So gracias, amiga. My favorite note you mentioned about taking a ride on a hot air balloon by Luxor. That definitely sounds like a must-see. Can't wait to see where you go next. Thank you, Lisa Solwa, for such a detailed and great review. I love that you loved my Egypt episode. I did too. I really did take the time to break down little details because I want you all to also travel the world. So definitely take a listen to this episode if you haven't done so yet. Now, let's get back to the show. The place where I'm taking you all today is none other than the birthplace of merengue. Hit it, M. Doesn't that make you want to dance? Well, wherever you are, get ready, because I'm about to share some gems about La República Dominicana. The two cities I've traveled to in DR are Santo Domingo and Punta Cana. And let me tell you, they are both very different, and there is so much more to DR than these two cities. But for purposes of this episode, I will be highlighting my latest adventure to Punta Cana at my first all-inclusive resort. Ooh. For starters, a flight to DR from Puerto Rico is only 45 minutes. I know, wild, right? But don't get too excited for me yet. As much as this is a benefit, traveling to DR is probably the only Caribbean country that is feasible to get to from Puerto Rico. Every other country, you need to go to Florida or an international hub to connect. For example, when I went to Cuba, I had to connect in Miami. When I went to Jamaica, I had to connect in Miami. When I went to Costa Rica, I had to connect through Panama. The list goes on. One day there'll be more direct flights, but for now, we're focusing on the Dominican Republic. And let me tell you, JetBlue Airline has some sick deals when it comes to flights to DR from PR. So make sure you're a true Blue member, it's free, and that you signed up for their emails to get those offers first. On a good day, we're talking $84 one way. Not bad if you ask me. Now, when it comes to Punta Cana, you are looking at resort heaven. What do I mean by that? Well, 90% of the properties are all-inclusive resorts, so the selection is endless. Now ask yourself these questions when you're in the process of picking the resort for your Punta Cana trip. 1. What is my budget? This is key, my friends, because there are a range of prices for every resort. 2. What are your non-negotiables? For example, are you looking for a resort that is only all adults, meaning no kids? Because that is what I was looking for. And 3, what type of scene are you looking for? For example, a more party scene resort or a more chill, relaxed by the beach type of resort? Trust me, there are both. Since this was our first international vacation, we splurged and went a more relaxed vibe and stayed in Cape Cana, which is still in Punta Cana, but a more secluded location and more high-end resorts. The resort we ended up staying in was called Sanctuary, an all-inclusive Marriott property. Yep, meaning you can definitely use points to stay or use your Marriott rewards number and gain those points. This resort truly felt like a sanctuary. The moment you walked in, the ambiance was just graceful, and even the aroma, it reminded me like I was in a spa 24/7. What I loved most about this all-inclusive was the amount of amenities. There are 6 pools, yep, 6, and let me tell you, they're all dreamy. Access to a private beach, daily activities, nightly entertainment, unlimited drinks, 5 high-end restaurants, and more. So needless to say, I 100% recommend Sanctuary, and no, this is not sponsored, but it should be. And in case you missed it, I did post a breakdown of my travel expenses in a reel on my social media accounts, but the total price for 2 people for 4 nights, 5 days was a little over $2,000. So if you divide that by 2, that's $1,000 per person, and if you divide that by 4, it comes out to about $250 a night. That to me is a sweet deal, especially because this is an all-inclusive. Mira mi gente, a lot of hotels I know in Puerto Rico are $400 plus per night, and it doesn't even include a welcome drink. So if you know you want to splurge and have a relaxing time, save those dollars and make sure to add Sanctuary and Cape Cana to your resort list of choice. I will definitely make sure to list them in my show notes. Now, while planning this trip, we knew we wanted to take full advantage of the resort, so we only planned one excursion, and that was a day trip to Isla Saona. And to be honest, we could have done without. Hear me out. I live on an island and have done several catamaran tours. Isla Saona wasn't much different. It was more of a party vibe, and like I mentioned before, we really just wanted to relax. Was it beautiful? Yes, but it was super crowded and the journey to get there was a mission. We booked this excursion through Viator. Now, here's a travel tip for you. Always compare prices. Don't just settle for the first option you see. Let me illustrate with an example. Our resort offered an airport pickup service at a cost of $116 per person for round trip. Sounds standard, right? Well, we decided to do a bit of price hunting and opted for a private airport pickup for 2 people through Viator. And guess what? It only cost us $68 for the entire round trip. Yes, you heard right. A whopping $164 difference. That's money you could use for another exciting activity during your trip. Excellent. So here's the travel wisdom. Always shop around and compare prices. You'll be amazed at the savings you can uncover. A few of my go-to apps for such comparisons are Viator, Get Your Guide, and Airbnb Experiences. This trip was an eye-opener, teaching me many valuable lessons. One major takeaway, we all deserve a taste of luxury in our lives. You don't have to be rolling in millions to make it happen. Trust me, sis, I'm not a millionaire yet. What you do need is a bit of discipline when it comes to financial planning. Start by creating a travel sinking fund and allocate a portion of your income to it each month. Treat it like a non-negotiable bill that you pay to yourself. With a bit of discipline, those dream trips can become a reality sooner than you think. Secondly, remember this. You don't need a specific reason to celebrate. During our stay at the resort, there were 3 different weddings taking place one day. Yeah, 3. And while weddings, honeymoons, and anniversaries are undeniably worthy occasions to celebrate, they shouldn't be the sole reasons. We embarked on this journey simply to celebrate life and mark the commencement of our shared travel adventures. Again, you don't need a reason to celebrate. Book that trip and make those memories. Lastly, I wanted to pass along a piece of advice that was incredibly helpful for my first experience at an all-inclusive resort, and I think it could benefit you too. When you're heading to one of these resorts, make sure to bring some cash with you. It's particularly handy to have smaller bills like 1s, 5s, and 10s. While tipping isn't obligatory, it's genuinely appreciated. And having some cash on hand makes it easier to show your appreciation for the excellent service you might receive during your stay. Also, be sure to secure reservations for any restaurants that require them during the check-in process. It's a simple step that ensures you won't miss out on dining experiences you're looking forward to. Our resort had a hibachi restaurant, an Italian restaurant to die for. I'm glad we were able to make reservations to both. With that, I leave you. Until next time, mi gente. Stay connected by subscribing to my newsletter on my website, thislatinatravels.com. And as a thank you gesture, you'll receive my personal travel checklist for free. And for those tuning in on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, a special request, shower TLT with some love, with a 5-star rating, and most importantly, submit a review. Each episode will kick off with the latest review, so your thoughts might just steal the spotlight. And as a thank you, I'll even send some exclusive TLT stickers to the lucky reviewer chosen. Remember to hit that subscribe button and share the podcast with a friend or two. If you have any questions, reach out via email at info@thislatinatravels.com or slide into my DMs on Instagram @thislatinatravels. I hope you're ready for this journey because I sure can't wait to tell you more about why this Latina travels.